Join the Cobb and Wagner's Network for this month's Rocky Mountain Farmers Union Radio Line Report. Is Harrison Topp, RMFU membership field representative, and we'll be discussing the upcoming 110th Annual Convention of the Rocky Mountain Farmers Union, November 16th and 17th at the Little American Hotel in Cheyenne, Wyoming. More on that event in just a moment, but first, just prior to that, it's the Innovation Fair on Thursday, November 15th. Harrison, tell me more about that event and who it's geared for.
Hey, Brian. Thanks so much. The Innovation Fair, this is the third time that we've had the opportunity to host the Innovation Fair. And the design of the Innovation Fair is that we're going to provide topics and speakers and breakout sessions that are going to be applicable, inspiring, and educational for growers, regardless of size, regardless of scale, regardless of production practices. This year, we've got a really neat lineup. We're going to start out the day at 1 o'clock with a presentation on case studies as they relate to building a meat fabrication facility. And then after that, at 2 o'clock, we're going to have a presentation about the role that local government can play in land access for beginning farmers. And then at 3 o'clock, we start our innovation fair, sort of the keystone of the event. And that's a series of 10 or 11 speakers doing short-form presentations. This year, it's on everything from ag tech startups who are developing smartphone-enabled fencing technology to stream health and management to blockchain technology to brewing and malting, a really diverse array of topics that are really designed to be appealing to the big tent that is Farmers Union, as well as to the broader agricultural community.
Is it possible for those that want to attend the Innovation Fair to just do that alone and not the convention? And if so, how would they get registered for the Innovation Fair?
Absolutely. So the Innovation Fair is free for students and it's free for Farmers Union members. There is a small cost for the general public. You can go to rmfu.org/upcoming-event or just go to rmfu.org and click on the Register for Convention. You don't have to register for the convention portion. You can just scroll to the bottom of the registration form and just register for the Innovation Fair.
Let's move on to the annual convention, November 16th and 17th. I understand you have a powerful lineup of keynote speakers that next morning. Walk me through the schedule on day one.
Sure. So we're really excited. You know, Farmers Union Convention is a mix of an educational conference as well as the time of the year when we really set our policy as an organization. But starting off in the morning, we're going to kick off with a presentation that we're calling Hemp Hops and Alternative Crops. This is a dive into some of the new crops that we see trending in Colorado, as well as looking into some of the crops that may prove a valuable alternative, particularly in today's difficult ag economy. And then, once again, at 1 o'clock, we're going to reconvene, and we're really excited that this year we get to welcome former Secretary of Agriculture, Tom Vilsack.
That sounds great. And then later that evening, it's always a big event, that Harvest Moon Gala.
Oh, yeah. Harvest Moon Gala is a wonderful time. It's the big benefit that we host every year for our educational programs, those programs being Youth Day and Summer Camps, as well as our Fellows Program, which is a program that teaches leadership skills to adult farmers and ranchers. And the Harvest Moon Gala, a big event, lots of games, wonderful meal, and then this year we're gonna wrap up with a dance.
And you'll also be announcing the Farm Family of the Year, too?
Yes, we will.
Looking forward to that announcement to see who it is. What's on the schedule for day two?
Sure. So day two is we're going to kick off on day two with a presentation by Professor Douglas Kenny. He's the director of the Western Water Policy Program. He's been studying water in Colorado and in the Colorado River Basin for the past, I believe, 18 years, and looking at the ways that flows in the Colorado River are changing over time. So he's going to talk a little bit about what we can expect, particularly in the Colorado River Basin, when it comes to water now and into the future, which, Brian, if you've been paying close attention to the news, is not exactly a cheerful story. Following up his presentation from that large-scale point of view, that policy point of view, we're going to have a grower panel, a number of people from all over the state, or from all over Colorado and Wyoming that are dealing with drought and talking about what are their plans for dealing with drought, what are their farms doing, and how do they plan on keeping their farm and their communities thriving into a potentially harsher climate down the road. So we're really excited about that panel. For those folks that survived this year, drought is still on our minds. And then following that, we'll have our educational luncheon, and then all afternoon we'll be developing our national policy.
And I'm sure that since this is about a week and a half after the elections, that's going to be a lot to discuss as far as the results go.
Well, certainly. You know, there's going to be a lot coming up. We hope that we'll be able to be joined by whoever the new Wyoming governor is. And Farmers Union, every year convention happens pretty close to right after the elections. But we're a big tent organization. There's a lot of people from a lot of different political parties. Well, there's many people from the two big political parties as well as a lot of independent folks. You know, Brian, Farmers Union is a third Democrat, a third Republican, and a third Independent. Every time we poll our members, that's the number we get back. So it's always the time, you know, whatever hard feelings are running up to the election, convention is often a really good time to kind of heal some wounds and have people come together, even if they don't always agree on politics.
Yeah, and not just locally, but national issues, too. You've got the trade war with China that's going on right now, the USDA's trade aid mitigation package that they're going to implement the second half now by December 5th, according to Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue. Then you got the newly agreed upon USMCA or NAFTA 2.0 that still needs to be ratified by Congress. And speaking of Congress, I'm sure you guys will be talking about the need to get the farm bill done in that lame duck session in Congress, too.
All I can do is really defer to Nick Lewandowski, who's our policy guru. And I sure hope he's right when he says that he hopes it'll get done in the lame duck. We really need that farm bill. I was just talking with one of our members and a farmer today about a farm bill program that he's looking into to expand and create some value-added products with his farm. And it was hard to advise him because we really don't know what the future of a lot of these programs is.
Yeah, don't know the future, and we do need certainty, that is for sure. And you mentioned earlier that you guys set policy. Is there someplace online right now that folks can take a look at the RMFU's current policy?
Absolutely. So my recommendation would just be to go to your search engine or Google and type in Rocky Mountain Farmers Union policy. That should take you right to the landing page for the policy.
Back to the convention and innovation fair. What are the registration costs for the convention side of the equation? And is there a discount if they go to the Innovation Fair too? How do they get registered and when is the deadline to do so?
Sure. It's actually kind of the other way around. If you register for convention, the Innovation Fair is free. If you want to go and join at the convention, the cost for non-delegates is $200. If you're a delegate or if you're interested in being a delegate, there's maybe still be an opportunity for that. The registration cost is $140. To get to the registration page, once again, just go to rmfu.org, click on the link to register for convention, or go to rmfu.org/upcoming-event.
And that's also where you can find a link to get accommodations at Little America, too, right?
We'll have the number for Little America on the website.
Sounds great. Is there anything else you'd like to mention about the upcoming 110th RMFU Innovation Fair and Annual Convention, November 15th, 16th, and 17th at Little America in Cheyenne, Wyoming, that we might have missed?
You know, Brian, all I can say is we just have such a vibrant, wonderful, and thoughtful organization. I'm always impressed by the policy discussions. I'm always impressed by how people come together to discuss and debate these topics, as well as an opportunity to share some educational presentations. I really appreciate you calling and talking about our upcoming convention with me and taking such a consideration for our organization. It means a whole lot.
Well, I appreciate your time and look forward to our next visit right here inside the barn, and I hope lots of folks attend the 110th Annual Convention up there at the Little American Cheyenne. Thanks to my guest, once again, Harrison Top, RMFU membership field representative, for visiting with us here inside the barn and on the Colorado Ag News Network. Much appreciated. The Rocky Mountain Farmers Union, serving family farming and ranching since 1907. Learn more online and much more about the convention and the innovation fair at rmfu.org.